get the started here in Poland. And there were Ger Hasidim, a group of Ger Hasidim that were very strong. Even when the Nazis told everybody to cut off their beards, they were so strong. They didn't mind if they're gonna get caught and they're gonna get killed. So be it. But they wanna be killed for Torah, while with the beards and payers and the hats and the vehicle. I told my son before, I'm coming with a hat here, not because I need to come with a hat. But this whole hat is just the minute they started here in Europe. And these people were laughed at. And I want to be here with the whole Shmoyne Mehudim to be a Shtalter Jew. Because all those people who tried to kill us, they're gone. The Nazi regime is gone, but we are here. So one day, the group of Ger Hasidim, it was long after everybody's beard was shaved. Everybody's face was shaved, and no one was saved. One day, the Nazis called this group of Gera people that they sit in a basement, and they study Torah with a whole beard. They couldn't believe that it still exists. They went to the general and they decided, this is not just going to be a machine gun. This is not just going to be a regular killing. They're going to bring these people in front of everybody. They're going to call the entire town to see how these people have to dig their own graves. And then they're going to be shot in front of everybody. And the day came and everybody's there together to see what's going to happen with these people. And the leader, the manager of this few Ger Hasidim said to them, if we go on Kiddush Hashem, let's undertake one thing. Let's close our eyes. And we're going to dance, and we're going to dance until the last minute. So when they shoot us, it should be while we're dancing. So they shouldn't break our strength and our Judaism. And the general came, they were all laughing. And there was a lot of people watching this. And he said to them, you have a half hour. Now is your last moment. You can do whatever you want. You can pray to God, whatever. We're going to kill you right here, right now. And this leader told them, let's just learn Gemurah, let's just go on as if nothing happened, and let's just close our eyes and learn and sing and dance, so when they shoot us, we should go up while we're singing. And they were learning the Gemurah, Oytuni Rabunam. Haben wir Abunam gelehren. Oh, yo, 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 yo. And then they started to dance with Euch Simcha, and all the Nazis were laughing. And unfortunately, like every story, we want to hear a good story, what happened at the end, if it's a nest, if it's a miracle, and unfortunately, there's nothing exciting about the ending. There's no big change, exactly how the leader of the Hasidim predicted. They were just dancing, and when the time came, one by one was shot. And the one who wasn't shot was still dancing and dancing until the last minute with Shema Yisrael. How many cousins of yours? I want to tell you something. Could you imagine that you have a grandchild, you have an einikel, you have a son, you live in Teaneck, in Manhattan, in Montreal, Florida, wherever you live. You say you want to save money for your son, for your einikel, for your grandchild, but how far can he go? There's no control. If you take this backwards, who knows how many of your cousins were here in this camp? Great uncles also wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn in yeshiva. Innocent little children who didn't want to go to the movies, they didn't need Legos, they didn't need an iPad. They wanted a piece of bread. were just killed because they're Jewish. And we have it so easy, and yet we're so lazy. Sometimes to remember how proud we need to be. So we're a Jew. We are full of peace. She is my name. It's only 70 or so years later, and we already see some people who want to deny the earth that we're standing on it right now, you and me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but look how many Jewish people you have who sit in yeshiva till today. B'zoich HaKum, this isn't the schiz of the Messiah's Nefesh, who those who died there and said, Shema Yisroel. In the whole world it makes it up. How many people in one little place to sleep and die just because they are Jewish? With everything we saw, we could have lost the emuna. Him calls the Achakelavoy, Michal Yoyin, Sheyuvoy.